Joining me in Cardio's afternoon news studio, Mr. Steve Schleicher, our county assessor.
Ted, how you been?
Man, I don't think I've been as busy as you have.
It's been a busy month.
You have had something like 400 conversations in just the last couple of weeks. So essentially what we're going to do in these next few minutes is a quick sort of update and roundup of everything that's going on with short-term rentals, Airbnbs,
right,
taxation, and an imbalance, a perceived imbalance between if that all of a sudden becomes a business and you get taxed at 30% versus 13%, how are you going to live?
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, you know, and Ted, when you had me on last month, we talked about the education piece where I felt it was important to talk to the property owners. And we had some open houses on September 5th, the 10th, and the 12th. And I'm actually going to be doing another one down in Fountain at Fountain City Hall on the 19th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. But my estimations are about, I talked between 400 to 450 people in those three open houses, so they were extremely successful. The biggest thing that came from that was not only the education piece, is many folks shared, you know, Steve, I walked out of here far more educated than when I walked in, but it was also having the community dialogue and discussion regarding short-term rentals, Airbnbs, and how my vision is moving forward with these types of properties.
Yeah, and I remember, you know, we first started this conversation where you were really struggling with the idea of how to make taxation fair here.
Absolutely. You know, and as I mentioned, Ted, I feel that this is a state matter, not a local matter. And the reason why is because, you know, according to our statutes, it's firmly defined as far as what long-term or short-term stay is and the definition of those. However, short-term rentals or Airbnbs or VRBOs are not currently defined in statute, which is why I feel this is a state matter where these properties need to be defined.
Yeah, and so hence, you know, you're working with Kono and,
yes,
and our friends Diane Lushen and Sarah Voss. We had the three of you in not too long ago talking about setting up town halls. I gather there are more of these to come. Lots more conversation to have here.
Absolutely. I'm more than willing to do as many as, you know, as needed. In fact, I've actually set up a couple where I'm just going to be sitting in a property owner's house for an HOA meeting and just going out there and just, you know, educating folks and letting them know, you know, El Paso County, the road that I envision in regards to these types of properties.
What is the most, what's your top three questions that you're being asked at these events?
Well, the most important is the difference between non-owner occupied and owner occupied. A lot of our property owners are, you know, leasing or renting out a bedroom or a basement. And the difference between owner-occupied, un-owner-occupied, many, of course, don't agree with the Gallagher Amendment, which establishes our non-residential and our residential assessment rates, which for non-residential property, which is commercial and vacant land, that assessment rate is 29%. For residential property owners, it's 7.15%. So the non-residential property owners are paying quadruple the amount of taxes. So there is a lot of concern there. And I also share my concern in regards to the lending piece. I feel I've lived here since 75. We live in a very great community, and it's extremely dynamic in the fact is we have a lot of veterans, a lot of active duty and members who may be going through a property management company and either leasing or renting out their property, short-term rental or Airbnb, and not understanding the case is if the property were converted to non-residential, is the VA does not lend on commercial property, and my concern is would the lender call a note? So with that being said, is if a property owner actually lost their property, while I'm county assessor, I failed in my duties as the elected county assessor.
Wow. That's being pretty stand up.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's the reason why we're having these discussions, and I'm sharing my concerns, you know, with many of our neighbors and property owners here in El Paso County. And I am grateful in the fact that many that have attended these meetings or actually watched the video on the county's YouTube channel are sincerely appreciative in my approach in regards to these types of properties.
Now, you've got some views to reconcile between your office and the city. Is that right?
That's correct.
Because that's where a lot of this consideration is coming. And a lot of this conversation is getting started.
Right. Well, you know, there was some conversation and some confusion there as well, Ted, is, you know, just educating the folks. Is I'm not the city of Colorado Springs assessor. I'm not the town of Monument assessor. I'm the El Paso County assessor. And I don't work for the city of Colorado Springs council or the mayor. And I don't work for the Board of County Commissioners. I work for the taxpayers of El Paso County.
Yeah. So it gives you a good arm's length. Yeah. A bit
Absolutely.
Of autonomy, some independence to be able to look at these situations objectively.
Absolutely.
How does the economy get affected if the decision goes one way or another?
It definitely. I have a feeling it would affect the economy. Many folks have shared that if they go to the 29%, they would probably have to shut their property down. And if the state does not move forward with changing of the statute, I feel it's only fair that these types of property owners are afforded the opportunity, one, to be educated, two, become informed, and three, make an informed decision to change their business model if needed.
All right, Steve, we're going to have you back in about a month, but what should we be watching for, especially if we have a vested interest in a situation like this?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm actually going to be sitting down with some elected officials. So what I hope to bring back on the next County Assessor Day, which I never heard of a day named after a county assessor.
Yeah, here it is.
So it's usually April Fool's Day,
it was proclaimed,
Ted.
Right here on KRDO's Afternoon
Absolutely.
News.
Absolutely. But what I hope to bring is, you know, conversations I have with elected officials, also discuss some rumors that may be going on in regards to different organizations pulling bills on this type of property. The other thing I also want to sit down and talk to you about is regarding the senior homestead exemption. So I look forward to having that conversation with you.
I think that one may be coming sooner rather than later.
Absolutely.
All righty. Well, I look forward to that one as well. Lots going on there. And in your world, Steve Schleicher, we appreciate you taking time out of your very busy day to come visit with us here on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Ted, thank you so much. You're doing a great job, sir.
You're very kind. Thank you, Steve.